Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by StrikeForceEnergy.com.
Penny stocks, I mean, generally, you like there. That would be the equivalent of the ICOs right now. There's so many just popping up unregulated right now where people are like, here, invest in this. Here, we'll just print more coins.
Yeah.
And it's just the artificial inflation of it and everything is just super scary. But the, you know, the big ones like Bitcoin, Ethereum, it's kind of interesting seeing Litecoin jump up to like $180
What's
or whatever.
Litecoin?
So that's it. Right. So it, in my opinion, you know, like you have to believe first and foremost, any money that you invest in cryptocurrency, that has to be money you're willing to throw away in the garbage.
100%. It's like gambling.
And then the second thing is you know, I feel like you have to believe in the technology or at least the theory of the technology. And so for me, like I invest in Golem, which is kind of like what would be Airbnb for GPUs, right? Where you're using other people's GPUs for their processing power. So like a render farm for like Peter Jackson might take 4 months to render a horde scene with all the AI and the different orcs and stuff like that. Well, you could do it in like 5 minutes using Golem. And so Litecoin, though, it being one of the three cryptocurrencies on Coinbase, which is the largest exchange right now because it's so easy. You just like you go download the app and you connect it to your bank account and you can start trading currencies. And with Bitcoin being $10,000, you know, people psychologically, they want, I want a coin. I don't want a thousandth of a coin.
Right.
You know? So Litecoin being as cheap as it was, you know, I had a lot of friends who were like, when I was telling them about Ethereum and the technology and the secure contracts and things along those lines, they're like, yeah, okay, I'll buy into Ethereum. It was like around $150 at the time, but most of them invested in Litecoin. They don't know shit about the technology. It's just they could have like a dozen coins.
Yeah, like I got 12.
Yeah,
now.
That's exactly yeah. It. And now I look at it and I see, oh, psychologically speaking, that's probably what the bulk majority of Coinbase users are doing. They're not they probably don't know fuck all about the technology. They're
right.
they just want multiple coins.
Yeah, it's the perception of wealth almost.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And so it's really interesting seeing that go up. I think it was like something stupid like 6,000% growth in the last year. I mean, it's like, okay, it's kind of scary now.
Well, that's
point.
Why I don't make fun of you, but that's why I don't do the Bitcoin shit, because I don't have the time to invest in the knowledge of it. And so I'm
Same.
Not going to blindly just be like, here's $10,000 in a throw it in the wind and see what happens. I can find better ways to spend that money.
But you have to go back to the first two. Like, you know, it's like you have to be willing to invest like only the amount of money you feel comfortable losing.
Right.
Because it's unregulated. It's super like volatile right now. And for in my opinion, it's like it could be zero tomorrow and I'm not going to cry about any of the money I've invested over the few years I've been doing it. But it is kind of, it's kind of a gut punch when you see it go up to like $20,000 and then drop down to $14,000. You're like, fuck, I just lost so much money.
Yeah.
But whatever. I never really had it anyways. So
we should develop a gambling app for Jared called Can He Close? And we put the picture up, but like there's not somebody they slept with. And then we put – it's dollar bets, and then everybody puts it on there, and then the winning pool gets, you know, split.
Yeah.
That would be great, actually.
It's interesting though. Like I love the whole idea behind the decentralized technologies and things along those lines without key holders, because you know we have like the YouTube adpocalypse and all that stuff going on where you know you're at the mercy of you know this thing that's providing you income and things along those lines.
Yeah, were you affected by that, by the way, Richard? Because you have a lot of, you know, obviously a lot of guns, and so does Matt's. And I heard that was going to be a no-no coming up in the future.
Yeah, so I have a couple of theories behind that. One is, like, Google will always have their financial best interest at hand. So if you can't monetize on a video, they may penalize you algorithmically as far as search is concerned. But that's why I embraced Black Rifle wholeheartedly, because I don't want to be at the mercy of some advertiser who is dictating whether or not my content is deemed PC or not.
Right.
I want to be me. And so quite frankly, I give zero fucks if YouTube or whoever doesn't see my content. So I don't even watch honestly lately if I'm being
It's funny, I don't even really go through the monetization of my videos. I obviously always make them they prompted for it, but then they've demonetized, I think, like 60% of mine. But I'm like, whatever, because luckily we were like, let's invest in building a business and an actual product that's quality, rather than having, like you said, someone filter and dictate what they deem as PC or non-PC, and then how that is actually, like, you know, used to get, like, marketing on there.
Yeah.
Because that would fucking suck, and I think a lot of YouTubers are feeling that pretty hard. Especially,
it sucks, man. You sell your soul. And
even algorithmically speaking, like how they went to long form content, you're like, cool. But if you were punching out those minute 30s, you have to redefine what you are as a channel to actually even make money.
Yeah, I hate being a personality a lot of times, like, where that was one of those things where I had that heart to heart with myself. Was like, I was joking. I was going to do a video where it was going to kind of clickbait, like me falling off a cliff and you holding on to me or something like that, you know? Because
some cliffhanger shit, or
yeah,
what?
That's what I wanted.
Yo, Richard Ryan, I'm not going to let you fall.
Gabe! No, that's what I was wanting to, you know, kind of tell everyone in the videos, that, you know, I don't want to be that guy. Like, and I know a lot of people out there and unfortunately, they get to these positions where they feel like they have to come up, they have to clickbait, they have to do titles and stuff like that, where it's like you're deceiving people on a regular basis, and you're doing content that is not necessarily what you would want to be doing. And that's why I like the It's Who We Are series that we're doing for Black Rifle and things along those lines. Yeah, it's not gonna get 20 million views or anything like that, like me shooting an iPhone or anything like that. But for me, it's creatively rewarding. And that's what ultimately I want to be doing.
Well, yeah, you're focusing not necessarily on viewership, but substance in the product and in the video and content, which is way more rewarding in my brain. Because, like, you can always do the stuff like, hey, this is going to get a lot of views, but when you really look at the back end and say, is this piece of content going to convert, or is it just going to look very impressive on the impressions, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, no, something maybe with 500,000 that really, you know, divulges an epic message about something that you're doing is better than me to me than, like, the 10 million views where it's bleeding over into so many different demographics that are viewing it based off of clickbait or politicizing content.
Yeah.
It's just like the 500K guy viewers are going to be the people that go, I support this message and I want to be about this.
Well, it gets back to what you're talking about, right? Where it's like, without boring everyone, the reason why you see more longer form content on YouTube is because the algorithm shifted to watch time instead of clicks.
Yeah.
And so people started making longer form videos, more vlog style content, and incorporating their personalities and things along those lines, which is great. I mean, you get some stars out of it and everything, but yeah, for me, it was just one of those things where it's like, I'm still going to shoot iPhones. I love doing that. I mean, I love creating shape
just
charges.
Wasting money, you know?
Yeah, just fucking love wasting hemorrhaging. But, like, some of the shit that I did was a lot of fun. Like, you know, with the shape charges, explosions, and stuff like that. Still going to do it. It's just I'm not going to feel pressured into just rushing out content every single week or whatever it is. I'm going to wait, and I'm going to do some, like, pretty epic shit. And, you know, I'll do it on my time.
Yeah, and I think that's something, like, to be put out too, is because, you know, people are always like, make a new video, even on my side. And, you know, I went 3 months, which I think is the longest time I went without making a video. But ultimately, I don't think people know that, like, we're behind the scenes directing a lot of all of it, pretty much the Black Rifle content, and putting stuff out and on different mediums. Whereas I'm not going to just throw something on my page that I'm not happy with, because I'm super reluctant to be like, here's a piece of shit. I mean, granted, it's very subjective of whether one piece of content's good or bad, but
you know what? And I'm going to play devil's advocate now. It's like, so as a fan, you know, if I elect to follow you or subscribe to me or something along those lines, it's like, well, I want to see your shit.
Right. There's an expectation of an output for sure. But ultimately, that it's a free platform. So there's not like,
but that's it. So how do we figure that out? It's like, Maybe it's creating like a Patreon or something like that, so we can hire a shooter or editor to help keep that shit going and things along those lines. I don't know what the answers are, but I just go back and forth on it all the time.
Well, 100%. And then, as you know, your workload definitely increases on different avenues of your life. It's like, okay, we have to play executives, you know, for 12 hours a day, and then it's like that creative juice is just sucked out of you like fucking Jared with a fucking toilet sandwich.
Cool, boy.
Yeah.